This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We have so many people to thank for last night. What a great.
We made it out.
Did you love it or did you love it?
I absolutely loved it. There was one time where I jumped. So I have a hard time seeing in general. So when it's dark, it's really bad. So
you hear that, Colorado DOT?
By the way, we're talking about the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yes.
Where we went to a couple haunted houses.
Yep.
Not knowing that a couple haunted houses was going to turn into...
like four.
Like a huge experience.
A lot.
We'll explain it all in a second here. But like, okay, so blind Aaron stumbling through.
Yeah, I was grabbing on to the jacket of our promo guy, Mark. So I was like, you need to tell me if there's a step. I can't see it.
Listen, I don't want to skip all the way ahead.
Yeah.
But that's not all you grabbed at the...
It was an accident.
Whoa.
An actor.
What did you grab?
An actor at, I think it was at Frightmare.
The second one.
Yeah.
Frightmare out in Westminster.
Mm-hmm. They
Frightmare compound. By the way, before Aaron talks about her salacious details, that particular facility, I mean, at the very end, I'm not, I promise we're not going to give any spoiler alerts away. But like at the very end, the family, like there's a museum of all the things that they've had in previous haunted houses. They've got some movie relics out there. And then you realize like these people were taking our picture and they're like, it's the family who owns the compound.
Yeah.
And they're like, will you please write a review? And you're just like looking at this family and you're like,
it is their business.
Are the scariest people. Like you own a haunted house, but they're so lovely.
They're so cool.
And they were like, have a blessed day. And they were just like, they were just so nice. Like, it's not what you, like, I don't know why. Like, when I picture people who own a haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
I figure they're in there and they're not made up.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
They're just in there. It's like, oh, that scary guy in the middle, that's one of the owners. But it's like, these were lovely people.
Really?
They were so nice. So anyway, they were great. I believe just very wholesome people, which is what makes what Aaron did.
It wasn't with intent. An actor turned the corner and like jumped out.
On. Yeah.
Okay, but they turned the corner and I don't know if they knew, because obviously they couldn't see. They were turning the corner to jump out and scare. So like we didn't know how close we were gonna get. So they like basically chest bumped me and my hand was lower. And I like hit something and I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry.
Hit something. I'm not following. What? Elaborate, please.
In my defense, I don't know if it was a male.
Aaron got a handful of snake. Trouser.
So the scary guy lets out the huge screech of the night.
It wasn't hard at all. It was just like a...
I'm sorry.
What are you doing?
My head.
What are you doing?
Just testing.
What are you doing?
My reaction, it wasn't aggressive. It was just a graze. That's what I meant.
Anyway, Frightmare Compound was where we ended our night out in Westminster. Josh, I want to call him Josh the Bearded. He's got some killer beard game going.
Solid beard game.
But they've got the huge haunted house out in the field, family owned. You just feel like you just keep getting deeper into the compound.
Yeah.
And there's just some stuff going on in there that's like, there's different kind of haunted houses. There's like slasher, gore, and this has a little bit of everything, but this is sort of, the Frightmare Compound, I mean, I do have to give one. There's a lot of real trailer park.
Yeah. Then like campy.
Yeah. I mean, there's a dude at one point, you're in his trailer and he is just feverishly picking at his belly button and there's some like intestine hanging out or whatever and blood. And it's not like jump scare. It's just like.
It's just wow.
Wow. And then Aaron is like, you ever smell it? Like, because he's picking at his belly button?
Because he's just sitting there picking at it and you realize you don't. You say what is ever on your mind at that, like you can't stop yourself.
You
can't, and
you really have to say whatever just pops in your head. At that
so
point.
Yeah.
But then, okay. So then it caused all of us on the tour, or at least me, to get a good fistful of belly button and get a good whiff. Because I've never smelled my belly button before. And turns out it's good.
It like, is?
I mean, I keep my belly button clean.
Sure. Okay.
So, I mean, I don't know, but I imagine there are people who don't, who like, they get a little scratch and then they might like go to slice something. They're like, why does this taste like rancid belly button? And I was like, well, how do you know what rancid belly button tastes like? Because I've been to the Frightmare compound.
See, so that guy didn't get groped?
No, he didn't.
He did not get groped. Was he wearing a prosthetic or was he just fat? No, he had something.
I don't know.
Because he had some intestine or something hanging out of it.
But you can just like glue that on. I didn't see the intestine though.
Because he had his finger in when you walked by.
Yeah.
But then he took it out. There was like hanging out.
Poor guy has like red blood in his belly button.
Yeah, he does.
Just constantly. Yeah.
And he probably wants to play other characters out there, but they're like, your belly button guy. We've already stained you for the season. So that's that compound. It was incredible. I don't know if anybody's noticed a theme yet that I think if you've listened to us talking you know, we talked about going to see the best haunted houses mm-hmm. and like renting a party bus and going and doing
the
fun
funny
stuff.
Things that Slacker and I said there.
Yeah. And yeah. And then TX is just asking a lot of questions about it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Cause I wasn't there. Is that why?
Is that why?
I missed it, yeah. You know, what are you doing? Why are you doing this?
I need you. So, TAC, if you'll recall, and we can find the audio and play it if we'd like.
Okay.
But, like, you were like, I don't want to do this. Why do I have to go in? This is all against my will. Soccer's going to have to go on a ranch tour. We don't even need to find the audio. That was it.
Yeah.
That was me going, did you have to do a ranch tour? Because I don't want to do this.
Uh-huh.
And then TAC,
lots of people on my side, they said there should be some sort of ranch tour. There's actually kind of the fervor about the ranch tour.
Great.
People were excited.
Guess what happened during the ranch tour? I'm not going. Because you punked out with the worst excuse I've ever heard in my life. There are people, I want you to know, my brother at one point, I shouldn't even say it was who it was, like, but I've also known other people who do this, one at a time killed off my grandparents multitudes of times to get out of work.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Oh, I can't come in. My grandma died. Oh, I can't come in. My grandpa died. And I was like, no, they didn't. And for you to lie the way you did yesterday to avoid a haunted house, tell everybody what you did.
I did not lie at all. My daughter, we woke her up yesterday and there was vomit in her crib. If you want me to get in the details, there was poop in her crib and vomit in her crib. Mm. And she wouldn't stop throwing up yesterday. For the first time, she hasn't gotten sick like that yet. It was much like that, yeah. I called you before the show, and I said, I'm having some issues with her. I don't know. We're trying to get her into urgent care, see what's going on. And then I went downstairs, and she had thrown up another time. Oh, that's...
Do we believe
I feel
him?
Great. I
do
feel
we
great.
Believe, do we believe
I know
him?
I'm not lying.
I
don't care what you think. I know I'm not lying.
So one of the...
You were scared yesterday because you were like, people are going to think
people
I
are
pumped
gonna
out.
I know. And that's what I hate the most. No one's going to believe this part either, but that's what I hate the most. I would have much rather just gone than do
good,
that. Or
good.
Just,
wait,
or
wait,
just
wait.
Skip.
Hold on. Hold on. Don't say hold up. Hold up. Hold up. I want to say this. We've only done the back half of the night. We still have the whole front half of the night to talk about. All the conversations that were had about you, and we got to do our long list of thank yous. So sit tight. You'll get the rest of the details of the Slacker Tour of Terror. And more importantly, what happens to TAC as a result of his inattendance? Mm-hmm. Find out next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we were talking about the Slacker Show Tour of Terror.
Yep. Slacker went. Aaron went.
Yeah, lots of listeners went.
Yeah.
Like the Slacker Show went.
Yeah.
Like the crucial elements.
The main players. I'm standing on business here. I know the truth. I know what happened. My daughter was sick.
I saw
the look on my face when I was in here yesterday. You know she was sick for real. I know I'm not lying. So.
And when I talked to you on the phone, I did tell you two things. I was like, number one, family comes first. Mm-hmm. You have to take care of your daughter. If you miss this event, nobody's going to fault you. Number two, we're going to drag you through the mud.
You didn't
no
say
matter
that.
What.
That's fair.
I'm like,
that's fair.
You have to understand. You get a pass on this personally.
That's fair.
As it relates to the show, no pass. Mm-hmm. You do.
You shall not pass.
You shall not pass.
Okay. Okay.
So once again, thank you to the Frightmare Compound. They were an awesome way to end the evening. Before that, we met here at the station. Godfather's Pizza dropped off some pizzas. Is that who it was? Not Godfather's.
I was like, God. What?
My God, I'm so bad at this. Godfather's from my childhood, and I'm just thinking.
I've never heard of that.
You haven't?
Oh,
no.
Yeah, they were the best.
No, they're not. Bojo's is.
Oh, yeah.
Bojo's dropped off the pizza.
T-Hack wasn't here.
I don't know.
And we got, that's the other thing. We got his favorite pizza.
I know.
And he didn't come.
Yeah.
That's how you know I'm not lying.
No, that's how I know how committed you are to not going.
Okay.
Anyway, not Bojo's Mountain Pizza. What do they call themselves?
Mountain Pies, yeah.
Mountain Pies. Oh my God, the
incredible.
Pizza's so good. And they brought enough that we like ate a bunch before we jumped on the Hermes party bus. Burgundy, our driver, she was incredible.
She's great.
But we were able to drag more pizzas on the bus. And you wouldn't think you'd want to keep eating when you're about to go through.
No, you get hungry after.
It's weird. After you've expelled a ton of adrenaline, you're like, let's get some protein.
Yeah.
Let's get some more of that meat lovers.
You need more energy.
I was
thinking beforehand, I was genuinely nervous about the pizzas because I don't want to have to use a bathroom there.
We use bathrooms.
Yeah.
And it's a little part of the show. No, but so we jumped on the Hermes bus and then we went to the 13th floor.
Yeah.
Now, I was thinking our idea was... We go in, we go through the haunted house, we jump back on the bus, go to the next one, come home.
Yep.
When we got to 13th floor, that was my plan. They put lanyards on us, swept us past everybody, we did the thing, and when we got done, we came out, and
Tim.
Tim was there and he was like, come over here and let me get you some red neon things. And we're like, okay.
We got red and blue glow in the dark. The
ropes.
No. What are those called?
Things or whatever.
Glow sticks.
Yeah, glow sticks. But we wore them around our necks and he's like, go through the second haunted house. And we were like,
there's a second.
What?
Yeah.
There's a second haunted house.
I didn't know that either.
Well, this would have been like the worst trip for you because we went all told 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. 5. We went through 5 haunted houses yesterday.
5?
Yep.
We did because we went through 4 at 13th floor. We went through 1 twice.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so then we go into the second haunted house. Equally as scary. What was the theme of that one? Was that
one like asylum kind of?
I don't know. I don't want to give away anything. There's just parts where you're walking through and walking itself
is enough.
Is incredibly difficult.
Yeah.
And you just don't know what's going to happen to you.
Yeah.
And it's unreal. It's, oh my God, it is so much more fun than I remember.
Yeah. I agree.
Oh my God. The people who like you, Tiak, and I swear to God, I'm not trying to be mean.
Or it was like Dollhouse, wasn't it? I remember there being.
One was Pirate though, right?
Yeah. The first one is Pirate.
So anyway, you're walking through. It's just like, yes, it sucks when somebody jumps out and scares the pee out of you.
Mm-hmm.
But then you're like, I am so much more alive.
Yeah.
And then you go to the next. You take another couple steps. And we had a couple people in our group. Janae was one. We kept her in the front.
Yeah.
She was our canary in the coal mine. And I've never seen anybody more scared. Like, she just ran. She was petrified.
She booked it.
There was so many times. She was the first person to scare me because she got so far ahead that she hid around a corner and jumped out at me.
She became an actor.
Oh, really?
She jumped out at me because she saw nobody was getting me and she scared the crap out of me. But then who was our friend?
Kendall.
Kendall was like.
Kendall and Eric.
She was a crap show too. She did not want to be in there.
She did it though. I'm proud of her.
No, everybody went through everything and it was incredible. I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, in the middle of the second haunted house.
Oh, yeah.
I guess there is a level where you can buy at 13th floor, where then if you're wearing one of these things, they go, the actors or the clowns or whatever go like, go this way. And then all of a sudden you're in a bar.
Yeah.
Oh, like a hidden one?
Yes.
Ooh, that's cool.
And you do a shot and then you get scared some more.
Yep.
And then we went back through the first one because we go, is there a bar on that one? It was like, yeah. And we went through that.
Yep.
Again.
And can you trust what they're pouring in the, how do you know, it's
great.
Brains
it's
or something?
It's a shot. Then we got to shoot
so
zombies.
Vague.
No, just trust me.
Okay.
Shot zombies, which was awesome.
Yeah.
Then they said, we have a clown haunted house.
No.
Yeah.
That Slacker, that's.
Slacker was the first one in.
I put on a show and was like, I love clowns. It's my favorite movie. I was just.
You went in and I turned to our buddies and I was like, he is petrified.
I was the most scared I've ever been in my life. It sucks. It's the worst. But I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
I'll go through it again.
Those actors were phenomenal.
They scared the crap, and I'm
so
not.
Good.
I do not want to say what happens in there, but I'm going to say this: it's so worth it, especially if you ate clowns.
Yeah,
it was amazing.
Yeah,
13th floor. Like, I don't even know where we were off of I-70 and something.
Just look it up.
Go to 13th floor. Definitely go to Frightmare Compound. Both of those get our resounding endorsement.
Mm-hmm.
You have to go to both of them. It was unflipping believable. I would go again tonight. And I will go again soon.
Yeah.
I may not go through the haunted houses, though.
Why?
Because, as you recall, on the Hermes bus, a consensus was made that with T-Hack's lack of attendance,
yes,
he gets to pick any of the haunted houses we just talked about and go through alone.
I get to do that?
You are doing that.
I respectfully decline. That's very kind, but I respectfully.
You have to go
the
alone.
The listeners of the Slacker
they
show.
They literally came up with the idea.
We're like, he has to go through.
No. No.
If you think DX should go through alone, just text the word alone. To 51059.
The Slacker Show.
Alice 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.